10J. Economics 156. Choose A or B.
A. Listen to the following lecture by an economics professor. Take notes while listening. Then, write a summary of 80 words in Finnish based on your notes. See the online How to Write section for instructions. B. While listening, decide whether the following statements are true or false.
So, good afternoon, everybody. Today we're looking at three very different ways of making money. First, perhaps the most spectacular way. Who in this class watches game shows? Okay, right, quite a few of you. Now, in 2011, a poor government clerk from a remote region in northern India became the first person to win over $1 million on the massively popular Indian version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It's rather like a real-life version of that film, you know, what was it called now?
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yes, that's it, Slumdog Millionaire. Before he won his $1 million, the 27-year-old Sushil Kumar worked as a government employee, earning about $140 a month. Next thing he knows, he hits the jackpot on a game show. So, that's one way of becoming a millionaire.
Yeah, I say so.
Example number two is somebody who made a lot of money through a combination of risk-taking, wise investment, and a degree of luck. One Elon Musk. Have you heard of Musk?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so born in South Africa in 1971... moved to Canada when he was 17, where he got degrees in both physics and economics. Soon he headed off to Stanford University in California to do a PhD in energy physics. However, and here is where luck and timing played a part, ladies and gentlemen. He arrived in California just as the internet boom took off. He was in the right place at the right time, and he had the good sense to realize it. He dropped out of Stanford after just 2 days to join the dot-com adventure, launching his first startup company, an early internet mapping company called Zip2. He became a multimillionaire in his late 20s when he sold Zip2. Now, here's where it gets interesting. He plowed almost all this money back into his next venture, an internet banking startup he called PayPal. When eBay eventually bought PayPal in 2002, Musk made more than $100 million. Today he is a multimillionaire with a mission. He's using his money to develop various clean energy and transport related projects. The Hyperloop, Tesla, you know, the electric car, SpaceX, and various solar energy projects. And finally, two London-based brothers called Rob and Paul Forkin, who had no business background, no idea how to set up a company or launch a brand, but nevertheless went ahead and did just that. First, they decided on what they wanted to sell. Flip-flops, as it turned out, because they liked wearing them, which is as good a reason as any, I suppose. After finding a supplier who could make the flip-flops, they tried to sell them on the beach and online. No luck. Next, they approached some London stores directly with some success. Their next target was major retailers like Selfridges and Topman, and the business slowly took off. The brand, called Gandhi's, is now stocked in about 400 stores around Britain, and the company has an expected turnover of almost $2 million. So far, so usual, you might say. What's so interesting about that? What's interesting about this particular business, ladies and gentlemen, is the moral angle. The Forkin brothers pitch Gandhi's as a brand for good, promising to give 10% of the profits from every pair sold to help orphans around the world. The two brothers are orphans themselves, having lost their parents in the 2004 tsunami, and they feel they want to give something back.